Hey everyone, it's Alex Jabaley with another episode of the Japodcast. I'm on a 5-week winning streak. This is the fifth Monday in a row I am putting this out, so I'm feeling pretty good about being consistent. And all that, I don't really have too much to talk about today. It's been actually kind of an exciting week in fighting games, at least. Still dealing with COVID. You're not seeing the news talk about numbers so much, which is kind of crazy. Obviously, everything was covered by that impeachment last week where somehow he got acquitted for the second time because Republicans don't want to convict one of their own, which is just crazy to me. But I'm starting to steer away from not watching politics anymore, get my mind right, and just focus on everything that's in front of me that I have control of. So that was all of last week. It was Valentine's Day. Happy one day late Valentine's Day to all of you. Whether you're single and miserable like me, well, not miserable, but you know, when you're single, seeing everybody be happy, you know, just is what it is. I've actually had some really good Valentine's days in the past. Last year I had a girlfriend. I was in Australia, sent her flowers while I was gone. I'm still friends, thankfully. But in like high school, we do stuff like picnics and had a girlfriend at the time make a pizza in the shape of a heart. She was very artistic. So I've had some good Valentine's in the past. I've had some, you know, when you're single, usually me, I just ignore it. I don't go out, you know, putting out tweets and stuff about how miserable it is and stuff like that. But spent time with obviously the dog. I actually left the house on Saturday for the first time in a little bit. I did a little bit of shopping. There was a, in Florida, there's a very popular comic book place called Coliseum of Comics. They have a few locations. And my brother sent me a text like, "You going to this?" And like, "Oh boy, what event's going on this weekend during the middle of a pandemic?" And Coliseum of Comics had basically a warehouse sale at the Rosen Plaza, a huge hotel on International Drive. So like, you know what? Take my precautions, put on that mask. I still swear by the Under Armour masks. I love going around and I feel very comfortable. I work out in it when there's people nearby and stuff like that. But Coliseum of Comics had a warehouse sale where basically everything on Saturday when I went was like 60% off. And I actually picked up a couple good books. Mostly, you know, I don't like to collect individual comics. When I was growing up, I was a huge comic book fan, had a local comic book store, which is actually gone now, obviously, but it was next door to the gym I go to in the same plaza that I've grew up near all my life. And I remember having a, whatever they call them, not a subscription to a bunch of stuff, would go pick it up. It'd be waiting for me in like a little post office box at the comic book store, take them home. And I'll never forget, you know, I was a huge Marvel fan. I'm still a huge Marvel fan. But I don't read comics like I used to. And I had a lot of my older brother's comics from like the 70s, 80s. He had some really good stuff. Nothing that's like worth crazy money, but some really cool original stuff that I actually had a friend, Tara, who's a bartender and in real estate at the Player One craft beer bar. She made me a bench table that I now have a desk and a bunch of other stuff on top of right behind me for storage. But really awesome bench made out of comic book covers and pages. And a lot of people really like it when they would see it. Before it was my main coffee table. And then I switched to something with drawers and stuff. But so growing up, go to the comic book store, I'd come home and I had a bed where it had a like backside against the wall where I could fit underneath as a child. And I would put all my comics there and have cards. And I'd like stick them up against like the little bed wall. Wasn't a bunk bed so much, but I would hide there from my parents if I ever got in trouble, stuff like that. And I just grew up loving Marvel and all, and then kind of got out of comic books in my teen years, moved focus, you know, more into video games and such. And so I went to the Coliseum Comics thing, you know, I felt comfortable there. It wasn't crowded. I would say there's about 100 people in a 10,000 square foot space. To give you an example of CEO, 10,000 square foot space could probably fit you about 1500 people or so, with, you know, setups and all, but everything was so well spaced out, hand sanitizer everywhere. They had a very good staff that was like in every area, making sure stuff was wiped down. Obviously you're touching comics and stuff, so be very careful to, you know, wash your hands after. And I picked up a couple omnibuses. Now I don't like to collect individual comic books. I like to collect like collections of them. So I collected like the original Deadpool collection, like 500 pages of stuff, a couple Iron Man stuff, Armored War. So I found some really cool stuff that, you know, saved a couple $100 on. It was 60% off to kind of add to my, I have a Marvel bookshelf now of all my favorite stories and the Infinity Saga. I have every single book in that, you know, in that storyline. So that was cool. They had figures too, but they didn't have anything I would be interested in. So I just bought like 7 books and, you know, walked around. Everybody's wearing their masks. They had it to where you'd go in the big room, you'd pick out whatever. People were just digging through single comics and then a checkout line outside, you know, which was really cool and very well organized. And I got recognized and I was wearing my CEO track jacket, but a guy's like, man, Mr. Jabali, it's very weird to see you with a mask on. I've never seen you, you know, out and about before with a mask. And I'm like, well, you know, thank you. So Christian, shout outs to Christian. Doubt you even know I have a podcast, but that was cool, obviously, to still go out and people remember me after, you know, almost a year now of the pandemic. But yeah, that was my weekend. Then I went to a GameStop that was closing down, another one in my area. So they had, they were only at like 20% off stuff. So I bought a couple knickknacks here and there at a discount. And that was the Sand Lake Road and John Young, which was actually Florida's first like massively sized GameStop. Now, I wouldn't say it was huge. It's maybe about four times the size of what you, four or five times the size you would find in a shopping mall or a normal GameStop store. But one of my friends in high school actually ended up managing that one. I remember when they first opened it, checking it out. So they shut that down and then literally went there, came home, jumped in the shower, put my clothes in the wash, and then just hung out. And that was pretty much it. I've actually been working on cleaning out my diet and getting back onto a heavy track, gym track and stuff. So didn't really pick out too much over the weekend. Ate well. Now, you know, for me, the secret to any diet, you know, I'm not a physical trainer by any means. I'm not licensed, but it's all portion control. When you keep pigging out and eating normal American meals, you're never going to, you know, lose weight or totally get to that point where if you eat properly and eat clean, as I like to call it, where it's just like, you know, proteins, no candy, no sugars, no sodas, you kind of shrink your stomach and then you get full even easier. So I've been doing that. I've been working on that. Been running more Tifa. She's actually starting to I can see the weight coming off and she's a lot more active, which is also worrisome. But, so that was pretty much my weekend. Then Valentine's Day, kind of watched Marvel movies all day, actually went to the gym, and then been working on some stuff, with DreamHack we got in the works right now, which I'm kind of excited about. And then the other big news, on the CEO front, I'm in the contract process of, you know, basically postponing, canceling it, from June of this year. You know, I'm starting to see the media talk less. I'm starting to see vaccine numbers go up and such, but it's still not widely available. And, you know, with CEO being less than 5 months away, not even, it's just impossible to run it to even a smaller success. Or even if it was just for Florida, I don't see people traveling, you know, all across to come out to Daytona, which is already far from Orlando by about an hour. So luckily, you know, I build relationships with a lot of the venues and places I work with over long term. You know, I see major companies like Pokemon. They have an incredible, huge, incredible events team across the board. And when they do events, they like to switch the cities and stuff. Me, I'm more comfortable trying to stay in one place for a few years before moving on and growing into a bigger venue and stuff like the Daytona, which was still an incredible venue. I know the complaints people have with the city and stuff, but end of the day, you know, as many people as I can make happy in a place that's affordable compared to what Orlando tries to charge is why it was successful the 2 years we were there to keep it going and grow to a point where I can take bigger risks back in Orlando. But luckily, because I have future years already signed to Daytona, which has been known for about a year and a half now, before even COVID started, that I was going to be there for a few more years before whatever I was working on next. And there's those ums again. Sorry, guys. They were very easy to work with. They understood. They're actually Florida guys is wide open. There's events, there's concerts, there's all this going on. You know, if you have a decision to go out, just be safe. If you catch COVID or you get sick, that's 100% on you, and just stay the hell home and away from other people from spreading it. We're at a point of no return where people have made up their minds if they're going to stay home still or go out or try to live a normal life again and out with friends and family. And they've been very good to me. You know, I told them my concerns. They go, we totally understand. We want you to succeed and come back in future years, which helps all of us. So in the contract process right now, I will make it official as soon as I have. I have a wonderful contract lady, as I like to call her, from a company called Conference Direct. She's the one who got me the Daytona venue. And she taught me so much about understanding, you know, concessions and agreements and making sure force majeures were in contracts, which luckily she put in before even COVID was the thing. So that kind of made things easier for me. And, you know, for the record, I can go and host CEO 2021 right now if I wanted to. I really could. I could beg people to work it, but I'm not going to put people in that position. I'm not going to put myself in that position because it's the right thing to do. And that's, you know, last year really sucked. And I plan to make a video, you know, a year since I had to do Dreamland, the weekend Orlando shut down, you know, Disney World. And I was like, I can't shut down CEO, guys. The hotel's not going to let me cancel. No other events are canceling. unless Disney shuts down, I can't shut down. Disney shuts down the same day I have to start the event, and I'm just in a bad spot where people had already traveled. So, but you guys should know that story and never want to go through that again. Never want to deal with that. You know, so taking another year off is the right way to go. I plan to talk about once I do have it all signed about what's to come. I think when things start to get better, I want to go back to the roots of Community Effort Orlando and doing local events and supporting all the local scenes and just bringing people together as soon as it's safe to do so. And in my personal opinion, as soon as you can go pick up that vaccine at a, you know, Walmart, it's publicly available and people jump on board. Few more months after that, I think you'll start to see stuff kind of open properly, more people starting to, you know, go out and about. I mean, there's people already going out now. And so it's going to get worse. It's probably at its worst right now. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that when I can start doing even local events again. Still praying to God that the vaccine is widely available by like May. Give us, you know, a good 4 months to see Otaku in September, which I can't cancel yet, although that venue's doing events already. So I got to wait it out, see where things go before making a decision there. But I already went through hell to get, you know, cancel out of the CEO that was in Orlando last year at the Wyndham, and then see Otaku last year. And luckily I've had a relationship with the Wyndham Orlando for over a decade now. So it's been easier for me. I know a lot of people or companies that are in worse positions than me, because they're doing like once a year, they're not, you know, they don't agree to multiple years and stuff. And that puts them in a very hard position. So I wish all of them the best of luck. But for CEO, for the FGC, for my community, you know, the right thing to do is just not do CEO this year and then bounce back stronger than ever next year. Now, my God, if next year has to be canceled again, then we're going to have bigger problems in this industry and people are just going to be even more miserable. And yeah, but, you know, incredibly proud of the FGC. Uh-oh, Tifa sees a squirrel outside. She's running, pacing around. Stay. Stop. Good girl. Sit. Good girl. Okay. Play dead for a little bit. So, you know, the local communities are getting strong again online. A lot more online events for people I've either never heard of or new to the space or supporting the community. So I think that's great. In March, I'm going to start doing online tournaments for DreamHack's Community Clash again, and then build into a CEO online and something I'm actually working on with DreamHack that's not public yet, but kind of exciting. It's opened up my creativity. And yeah, I will be right back. Let me pause for a second and take care of Tifa. And I'm back. I had to walk Tifa real quick. She saw a squirrel. She chases it, goes up tree. She does not catch it. So anyways, as I was saying, so yeah, local communities are doing great. Online stuff, I think, is doing awesome. And, you know, I want to spend the rest of the episode to talk about my biggest passion, which is fighting games. And the last week, we actually had, for the first time in a very, very long time, pre-COVID, what have you, with Street Fighter V, Capcom announced their winter update that we had known was coming because they had to cancel Capcom Cup, which they were going to announce, you know, more information on Dan and Rose and all that. The community was happy. I actually, you know, I watched it live. Actually, Kenny was over here. He was recording an unboxing video for a new website. It's called The Network, but without vowels in it. And it's kind of like a collector shop app where you can buy really cool limited edition merch and all that stuff. So he was unboxing some My Hero Academia stuff and used my office. I recorded it, I edited a little bit and sent it over to them. So got to hang out with him and we actually watched the Street Fighter V winter update, which felt really good to watch as a fan. You had the two new directors and Washigi as well, the battle director, discussing what's coming and, you know, showcasing Dan, who has always been known as a joke character, but now he's got combo cancelable moves and just a lot of cool stuff. Then they showed Rose off, they showed their animations, their designs, and, you know, this is supposed to be the final season, which is exciting, you know, going forward, which means Street Fighter VI is on the horizon at some point, which hope to God doesn't come out until we have live events again, because I do not want that launching without live events and the support that the CPT gives CEO and other events to kind of bring people together. And I think a new generation is going to begin, which actually is already starting with Guilty Gear Strive. But so the winter update came out. Dan and Rose were the big stories on that. But what was really cool was the new mechanic that they were talking about. And for any of you listeners who don't follow fighting games, or most of you probably do if you're listening to this channel or my AEW friends, they added V-Shift, which is basically a very defensive mechanic where It looks like there's two versions of it. If you time it right, it becomes a parry and a reversal, so you can punish your opponent between block strings, as long as there's a gap or an opening. It's not like an alpha counter, which lets you hit them and get them off you. It's a, hey, they're about to do this, let me back up and throw a move in there and kill them off with a super or something. So I just, it felt so good to see everybody so positive about this update. And rather than, God, Capcom, screw you, another disappointment, it was more like, dude, I am ready for this update. I am excited, which is great, because the last couple years, Tekken 7's updates have been incredible with their guest characters, you know, having Negan from The Walking Dead, which was awesome just to see stuff like that. You had the character from Final Fantasy VII, Noctis. Yeah, I still know my characters. So for Street Fighter to come out strong with two new characters, and then a Twitch had a leak where it had an email go out saying, hey, we're going to have this 11 character announced, and everyone's joking it's 11 from Stranger Things, but 11 wasn't the final character. Now, me working in the industry wonders, because that leak came out, like, were they like, shit, now we got to add another character, and they said it wasn't the final character anymore? So that was kind of weird. So it was yeah, kind of exciting. They're gonna have 11, which is like Makujin from Tekken, where every match, we don't know if it's between rounds, but every match it's a random select character in a like a clayish you know, android type form of 11, who is, I guess, the earlier model of 12, who's a Street Fighter 3 third strike character that had like long limbs. Like, he was the Dalsim of that game, basically. But he could have a finisher called X Copy, where he basically becomes his opponent. So now this looks like the new random select in a fun way. The designs are, of the characters, they look different. They're like a clay model, and it looks very cool, I think. So that's exciting. Now, I heard there's a rumor it's only offline this is playable, not online. I hope that's not true. But we'll see when February 22nd, when that update comes out. I plan to really dive deep into Street Fighter V with this new update, which makes a lot of characters viable again. I'm a Balrog and Kami main in this game. I always wanted to use Ryu because I love parrying, but he just hasn't been that good. So I'm going to check out Dan especially. And so, yeah, just, you know, they put out this announcement. They said now there's another final character that we don't know. That's a total mystery that we'll hear about. And this game's going to carry on through, you know, the rest of the year. And online's improved. It's not exactly the rollback that we all hope for. But so Street Fighter V got everyone excited. You know, the update will come out. All of us will start streaming it, playing it, and then we'll see the longevity of it as they add new characters and stuff. But very exciting to see that an update came out, and you went on Twitter and everyone's like, oh my God, this new mechanic's awesome. And breakdowns, Brian F, shout out to a former Florida player who now does content creation. He made this amazing YouTube video breaking down V Shift, and he was like doing live note taking, explaining it. It's one of the best videos I've seen, you know, teaching you about this fighting game or this new mechanic. So V Shift looks exciting. You know, it's going to kind of change the game defensively. It makes players like Justin Wong, you know, the greatest of our time, have more stuff to be lame and wait you out and bait you out and stuff like that. So Street Fighter V, kudos to Capcom. Me and Kenny were really excited watching it as fans and enjoying it. So looking forward to what's to come. And the final character, Akira, is coming as the second to the last character. We got Oro. They teased Oro, who in lore had his one arm tied underneath his clothing. But he also has it to protect a turtle that he holds out. So a very cool character. I kind of can't wait to see his mechanic and everything. So looking forward to that. And then Guilty Gear Strive has been the real big talk of the community. Starting tomorrow, I'm actually in the early 24-hour head start, which isn't that big a deal, because once the 24-hour head start starts, everyone's got the game. If you've pre-ordered and stuff, I'm on a lot of media lists, being, you know, an organizer of some of the largest fighting game tournaments, being connected with sponsorships and relationships. And a lot of the stuff was me reaching out, me personally. A lot of people, they hope that, you know, people think of them and they reach out to you. But if you don't take initiative in life and make these connections and get on these email lists, you're going to get left behind, and then you're going to blame everyone else but yourself for not making the move. Now, unfairly, if you apply and you don't get it and you have a good following, that sucks. But, you know, it's a lot's changed since the early days of CEO, where only like one or two companies would even recognize anything outside of Evo. And now, you know, CEO having all these different partnerships and stuff. So Guilty Gear Strive, it's looking beautiful. It's looking like they kind of dumbed it down, make it easier, and kind of give it a fresh start. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be streaming a heck of a lot of it this week in the beta. I'm curious to see how online does, and really nice to see everyone's excited for the game, especially after Frosty Faustings did plus R and had like over 400 entrants because the game had netcode. It was a, you know, 10 year plus old game getting online rollback to make it a much more enjoyable experience for everybody. So looking forward to that. I'm going to play the heck out of that. And then it comes out in April. And then some other rumors of stuff I can't talk about coming out this summer in the fighting game world I'm excited about. And it's just, we're starting to slowly get out of that hump. And a lot of these companies have learned to work with COVID and working online and at home or safely within their own communities and offices. So fighting games are going to start picking up again. Me as a tournament organizer, I am worried about people not having next-gen systems yet. And I hope that when a game like Strive, which is going to be released simultaneously on PS5 and PS4 and PC without crossplay, might split the crowd. But if the PS4 version runs just fine without the graphical upgrade of the PS5 version, I think we'll be okay. Because Xrd had a PS3 version that ran just fine for tournaments, but people, you know, kind of migrated to the PS4 version as more people got PS4s. But if all these sticks continue to work on PlayStation 5 from the PS4 era, because really nobody's made any dedicated PlayStation 5 only sticks. And I think end of the day, the developers of Sony, Xbox want to make backwards compatible systems like PC, which is great for people that are already, involved in these current fighting games and stuff. So really looking forward to that. I can't wait to see Strive and people hopefully enjoy it and stuff. Anime community has been a very vocal community. I really hope Sea Otaku, if it doesn't happen offline this year, definitely going to do something special for the game online and all the other anime games with proper netcode, which is kind of starting to become the thing. And I think once Street Fighter 6 comes out and they switch over to full netcode rollback, Tekken 7's already done it. I think we're going to be in a much better spot in case something like another pandemic, which I hope to God never happens again in our lifetimes. Will be better. That's how you keep the communities going and a lot of discords and online and all that. So Guilty Gear Strive, Street Fighter V, we're going to have a lot of content to go with, for the next couple months while we kind of see COVID hopefully figured out. And yeah, so me personally excited. I have some more stuff I can play with and work on. Going to get back to some YouTube videos after I actually ordered a second iPhone, the iPhone X, which was on sale for like $310, which is a great Clubhouse device because that new Clubhouse app, which is basically LinkedIn with voice, phone call LinkedIn nonstop, which I haven't really used it in like a week since I first got on it, but it has its pluses, has its minuses and stuff. I got an iPhone X because it still records in 60 frames per second 4K. So now I'll have a secondary cam for my YouTube videos before I start, diving into some huge couple $1,000 camera setup where I don't need my phone anymore. But for now, it seemed to be working. I'm going to jump back into that later this week. And get on a crazy diet for the next month, see how much weight I can drop. I'm currently at like 247, 248. Big guy. Don't feel out of shape or anything. I've been able to jog full speed with my dog. Thank you, God, I recovered from my ankle injury from two and a half years ago now, a little less, a little more than that. So excited to kind of get back into that and feel active again. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. Please continue to stay safe. If you also live in Florida, God, there's events everywhere. Just use your own discretion. Be smart, be safe. It's crazy now. CDC is like, hey, we recommend wearing two masks. Like, okay. But if you're able to get vaccine, I actually have a friend who has, asthma, was able to apply for it with a condition and get the vaccine soon. And so kind of looking forward to that. I want to see my parents get it, but after talking to my parents, until they have to travel when it's required, they're in no rush to go out and get it. So I will get it as soon as I can and then just hope for the best in the future. But for now, still going to lay low, stay home as much as I can, and kind of just work on this stuff with DreamHack and more content creation stuff. So enjoy Street Fighter V next week. I'll definitely talk about it in the next episode and what I think of the update and Guilty Gear Strive. Really looking forward to Strive. Anime needs a brand new big game and Guilty Gear has always led into the next generation of stuff. And, Undernight is an incredible game. I still think in the last like 5 years, Undernight, Inbirth, or late EXE, ST are the best all-around packages because there's no DLC. Well, there's DLC update with it, but it's like a bunch of stuff. But to have everything included and, was exciting for that. So, you know, shout out to that CEO. Stay tuned for the official word as soon as I can, once contracts are signed and everything. And as always, please be safe, guys, and enjoy some fighting games this week. Jabali out.